Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Tonight, the breaking news as we come on the air, the extraordinary scene unfolding right now. Federal agents on the scene, the raids in Los Angeles and Miami. The raids at the home of music mogul Sean Combs. Homeland Security agents late today moving in on both homes belonging to Diddy. Tonight, why federal authorities say they are on the scene. Kana Whitworth with late reporting live from Los Angeles. Also tonight, the breaking news on Donald Trump. Today was the deadline for that $464 million bond. Tonight, an appeals court giving Trump 10 more days now, and now saying he can post less than half that. But if Trump loses his case on appeal, he'll owe it all. And tonight, the other case, the fireworks in court, the judge not happy, and says Trump's first criminal trial will begin 3 weeks from today. The severe storm threat as we come on the air tonight, several states, and tonight, the tornado threat widening. Multiple tornadoes already reported from this system, and this is all moving east. Ginger Z will time this out. The new video tonight showing Russian officers chasing down a terror suspect in the woods, wanted for that deadly attack at a concert hall in Moscow. Tonight, at least 139 people now killed at this. Martha Raddatz with what we know. The major shakeup at Boeing tonight amid a series of alarming incidents, including that door that came off at 16,000 feet. Tonight, Boeing's CEO and two top executives are out. Gio Benitez covers aviation. A horrific tragedy at a hotel pool, an 8-year-old girl drowning. Authorities believe she was sucked into a pipe in the pool while swimming. Just moments ago here, the highest paid player in Major League Baseball breaking his silence tonight. The LA Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani making his first statement on the gambling scandal and what he now claims. Tonight, Israel canceling this high-level meeting in Washington set for this week after President Biden urged Benjamin Netanyahu not to move forward with that assault in Rafah. Tonight, a global outpouring of support for Princess Catherine. King Charles meeting with Catherine before she went public. Princess Catherine writing that message herself and her hope. And Sarah Ferguson tonight with her support. Here in the U.S., the deadly attack. Two brothers attacked by a mountain lion in California. And Arnold Schwarzenegger revealing news tonight about his health.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening. It is great to have you with us here on a Monday night. And we begin tonight with the breaking news, the extraordinary scene late today. Federal agents moving in on homes in Los Angeles and Miami, homes belonging to music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. The images coming in tonight, federal authorities, including teams from Homeland Security, raiding the homes. Tonight, sources telling ABC News it is connected to a human trafficking investigation. The aerial images right here of Combs' home in the wealthy L.A. neighborhood of Holmby Hills. Heavily armed agents, armored vehicles there. Two men have been detained at this property. Law enforcement sources telling us they are his sons. Combs has faced multiple lawsuits in recent months with allegations of sexual assault and sex trafficking, accusations he has denied. ABC's Kana Whitworth leading us off on the breaking news. She's in Los Angeles tonight.
Tonight, heavily armed federal authorities raiding homes belonging to legendary rapper and entertainment mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Agents from Homeland Security Investigations, seen in fatigues and body armor, entering his home in the wealthy L.A. enclave of Holmby Hills. Drones flying overhead, Combs' two sons reportedly detained at the scene, and more agents at his mansion in Miami. The Department of Homeland Security confirming to ABC News that they executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation. Law enforcement sources telling ABC News that this case is being handled out of the Southern District of New York, and the investigation involves allegations of human trafficking. Combs had multiple lawsuits leveled against him in recent months with allegations of sexual assault and sex trafficking, allegations he denies.
And David, a lawyer for two of the alleged victims, told us in a statement that they welcome today's law enforcement activity, adding that they hope this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible. David.
Kena Whitworth leading us off on the breaking news. Kena, thank you. We turn next tonight to major developments involving Donald Trump. Today was the deadline for Trump to put up a $464 million bond, while an appeals court giving him 10 more days now, and now saying he can post less than half that. Ultimately, though, if Trump loses his appeal, he will owe it all. Tonight, Trump appearing very pleased with this decision and says he will come up with the money in 10 days. New York's attorney general was preparing to take action on Trump's properties in lieu of the bond. But tonight, Trump's efforts to further stall the first criminal case, the hush money case, did not work. The fireworks in court today, the judge not happy, and saying Trump's first criminal trial will begin 3 weeks from today. Senior investigative correspondent Aaron Kutursky outside the courthouse tonight.
Donald Trump walked into court today grim-faced. It was the deadline for him to post a $464 million bond in a civil fraud trial. But his lawyer said he didn't have the money.
Mr. Trump, are you posting bail tonight?
And the New York Attorney General was already putting the wheels in motion to seize his assets. Trump's lawyers claimed 30 insurance companies had turned the former president down for a bond, refusing to accept his real estate as collateral. On social media, Trump ranted he was being pressured to raise cash by selling off buildings like Trump Tower, complaining, "Why should I be forced to sell my babies?" But today, at the 11th hour, a lifeline. An appeals court reducing that bond by more than half to $175 million and giving Trump an extra 10 days to pay it.
I post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days.
The reprieve coming as Trump sat in a Manhattan courtroom trying to convince a judge to further delay the start of another case, his first criminal trial. Trump charged with trying to hide a sex scandal from voters by falsifying business records about a hush money payment to porn actress Stormy Daniels. Jury selection was supposed to start today, but was already delayed until April 15th to give Trump's team more time to review newly disclosed documents. Now they were asking for even more time, accusing the district attorney's office of widespread misconduct and unethical actions. But in a heated hearing, Judge Juan Merchan calling those claims a far cry from true, declaring the trial will indeed go forward April 15th, 3 weeks from today. Outside, Trump attacking the judge.
The judge cannot go faster. He wants to get it started so badly.
Suggesting he could take the stand in his own defense.
I would have no problem testifying. I didn't do anything wrong.
So Trump's first criminal trial starting 3 weeks from tonight. And David, he has 10 days now to post that reduced bond of $175 million in the civil case. But if he loses that civil case on appeal, he's still on the hook for the whole judgment, nearly $500 million. David?
Aaron Kutursky in Lower Manhattan tonight. Aaron, thank you. We're going to turn now to the severe storm threat and real tornado concern across multiple states tonight. This line of storms stretching from Texas and the Gulf all the way up to Wisconsin. Strong tornadoes possible right into the evening hours. Multiple states remain under winter weather alerts tonight. Extremely dangerous travel with whiteout conditions possible. Look at this in Garden City, Kansas. A tornado touching down. This is one of five reported tornadoes from the system already, and treacherous driving along I-70 in western Kansas from the snow. Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z tracking it all for us tonight. Hey, Ginger.
Hey, David. Right through the middle of Louisiana, a tornado watch for the next couple hours, and we'll see this still marching through Mississippi as we go into the overnight. As we know, nocturnal tornadoes can be more than two times more deadly, so have two ways of getting warnings tonight if you're ahead of that line. It'll still be around by tomorrow morning, but on the backside of this, it's the blizzard warnings that are in place from the high plains of western Kansas right up through South Dakota, those winter weather advisories from New Mexico up to Minnesota and Wisconsin. We're going to move it to the east, and speaking of the east, we were drenched over the weekend. Providence, Rhode Island, more than 10 inches above average to date for this year. A lot of places like New York City, 150% of normal. David, more by Thursday.
Yeah, that was extraordinary over the weekend. Ginger, thank you. We turn now to new images coming in tonight after that horrific concert attack outside Moscow. Graphic new video posted tonight by Russian state media. You can see officers there chasing a suspect through the woods, catching him, beating him. Tonight, for the first time, Vladimir Putin blaming radical Islamists, but not mentioning ISIS, even though ISIS has claimed responsibility. Here's Martha Raddatz.
Dramatic new video tonight showing Russian officers chasing down one of the men accused of the massacre in Moscow, kicking him repeatedly when he is finally caught. The images posted by Russian state media. He was one of four suspected ISIS terrorists dragged into a Russian courtroom today, bruised and bloodied, one in a wheelchair, barely conscious. Russian authorities are not denying reports that the suspects were tortured. At least 139 people killed, nearly 200 more injured Friday. Gunmen slaughtering concert goers and shoppers, tossing explosives as they escaped. Within minutes, a massive fire trapping many inside, causing the roof to collapse. The U.S. warned Russia just 2 weeks ago of an imminent risk from ISIS-K, specifically at a concert venue.
Radicalных исламистов.
Vladimir Putin tonight saying the attack was committed by radical Islamists, but not specifically ISIS, pointing the finger instead at Ukraine without evidence. The Ukrainians deny any involvement.
Russia says three of the suspects have pleaded guilty, but Putin keeps implying Ukraine backed the attack, even though the U.S. is adamant Ukraine had nothing to do with it, and ISIS-K itself claims responsibility. David?
Martha Raddatz is reporting on this again tonight. Thank you, Martha. Back here in the U.S. into the major shakeup at Boeing after a number of safety scares, including that door plug coming off at 16,000 feet. Tonight we have learned the CEO will step down. Gio Benitez covers aviation.
Tonight, just months after that door plug flew off an Alaska Airlines Boeing MAX 9 at 16,000 feet, raising questions over Boeing's quality control, a major shakeup at one of the largest aerospace companies in the world. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun announcing he's stepping down, planning to retire at the end of the year. Two other executives also leaving, including the CEO of Commercial Airplanes, who retired today. Calhoun telling CNBC this was completely his decision, that it's time.
I've entered my fifth year. The end of this year, I'll be close to 68 years old.
It comes amidst increased scrutiny over Boeing's production after an investigation found that Alaska Airlines door plug blew out because four key bolts were missing, and an FAA audit obtained by the New York Times finding Boeing failed 33 of 89 product audits. Calhoun vowing to see the company through crucial changes.
We are at the early stages of responding to, in my view, an over-exercised supply chain and an over-exercised Boeing factory, and we're going to calm it down. We're going to get ahead of all of the issues that the FAA and, way more importantly, our own people bring to our attention, and we'll get ahead of it.
And David, as you know, this is a major company in America. Boeing has made more than half of all planes operated by the major U.S. airlines. David.
Gio Benitez on this again tonight. Thank you, Gio. And we are learning more tonight about a horrific tragedy at a hotel pool in Houston. Authorities say an 8-year-old girl drowned after apparently being sucked into a pipe while swimming at the DoubleTree Hotel. Her family had reported her missing, rescuers using a camera to find her inside a 16-inch pipe. Her body recovered nearly 13 hours after she vanished. Investigators are now trying to determine what went wrong with that pipe. We turn now to that gambling scandal in Major League Baseball just a short time ago before we came on tonight. The Major League's highest paid star, the Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani, breaking his silence after his interpreter and friend was accused of using Ohtani's money to pay off more than $4 million in debts. Victor Akendo from Los Angeles.
For the first time tonight, Shohei Ohtani addressing the gambling scandal involving his former interpreter, Ipe Mitsuhara, now under investigation by Major League Baseball and the IRS. Ohtani did not field any questions, only reading a statement saying he never bet on baseball or any other sports, but was saddened and shocked someone he trusted lied to him.
Two, rips one, and he gets on top of it. That's Shohei Ohtani's first hit of 2024.
The Dodgers opening their season in South Korea. There's Mitsuhara smiling in the dugout with his longtime friend. But earlier that day, Mitsuhara telling ESPN Ohtani helped him pay off an estimated $4.5 million in gambling debts. Hours later, changing his story. Ohtani saying he learned of the gambling and that Mitsuhara stole money from his account later that day. ESPN says they've investigated banking information showing the two-time MVP's name on two $500,000 payments sent in September and October.
The Dodgers promptly fired Mitsuhara. So far, no one has been charged with the crime. Ohtani saying he will assist in all investigations. David?
Victor Akendo on the breaking developments. Victor, thank you. Tonight, Israel canceling the high-level meeting set for Washington this week after President Biden urged Benjamin Netanyahu in recent days not to move forward with an assault in Rafah. Here's Selena Wang from the White House.
Tonight, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu canceling plans to send a delegation to Washington for high-level talks over Israel's planned invasion of Rafah. The surprise move coming shortly after the U.S. paved the way for the U.N. Security Council to pass a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
Abstention.
The U.S. abstaining for the first time after months of blocking resolutions. Netanyahu saying the U.S. move at the U.N. today harms the war effort as well as the effort to liberate the hostages. For weeks, the U.S. has urged Israel not to go into the southern city of Rafah without a plan to protect the 1.3 million Palestinian civilians sheltering there, who are now on the brink of famine.
But look, the White House is downplaying any rift with Israel, insisting that there's been no change in U.S. policy, explaining that the U.S. has always supported a ceasefire deal with the release of hostages. But Netanyahu disagrees, since this resolution does not condition a ceasefire on the release of hostages. David?
Selena Wang at the White House for us. Selena, thank you. Tonight, the outpouring of support for Catherine, Princess of Wales, after sharing her cancer diagnosis with the world. You remember from Friday night that deeply personal message. ABC News has now learned it was written by the princess herself. Catherine, leaning on King Charles, who was also undergoing cancer treatment and who visited her the day before she went public. Tonight, Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York, who revealed her own skin cancer diagnosis earlier this year, saying she is full of admiration for Catherine for speaking out. When we come back tonight, the deadly attack, two brothers attacked by a mountain lion. One of the brothers did not survive. And the news coming in tonight on Arnold Schwarzenegger, revealing news on his health.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tonight, authorities have identified two brothers attacked by a mountain lion in El Dorado County, California, about 50 miles outside Sacramento. They say 21-year-old Taylan Brooks was killed and that his 18-year-old brother, Wyatt Brooks, suffered severe injuries to his face. The lion attacked while they were walking along a dirt road, authorities putting the lion down. It was the first deadly mountain lion attack in that state in two decades. When we come back here tonight, the news on Arnold Schwarzenegger, what he has revealed tonight.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon slash spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an eight-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
To the Index, and tonight, Arnold Schwarzenegger has revealed he has received a pacemaker. He says he went in for a checkup and his doctor told him he needed the pacemaker as soon as possible. He had previously undergone three open-heart surgeries. The pacemaker was implanted last week. Tonight, Arnold joking he had the surgery to, quote, become a little more of a machine. Well, he is a machine, and we wish him well tonight. When we come back here, a passing to note tonight. Someone you met right here on this broadcast, his message moved so many of you. Tonight, we take you right back to where we met him.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Finally tonight here, a note about someone we introduced you to a few years back here. His story and his unmistakable determination to build something to be proud of in America. Tonight, saying goodbye to the suit maker from Brooklyn who told us made in America meant everything. We took you to Brooklyn to meet Martin Greenfield, who had been making suits in America since 1947. Up the stairs, the elevator, straight to the factory floor.
How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good to see you.
How Martin got here was the real story.
How long have you been in this factory?
70 years.
70 years.
Martin was just a boy when the Nazis came to his village in Czechoslovakia. His family was later taken to Auschwitz.
I was separated completely from my parents in Auschwitz because some were sent to the left and I was sent to the right.
And you never saw your family again?
Never saw anybody again.
It was there as a boy the Nazis put Martin to work as a tailor.
I didn't know how even to hold a needle or how to sew.
He was taken to Buchenwald next, and when the camp was liberated, it was General Eisenhower who was right there.
Eisenhower was the big, tall man, and I shook his hand, and I cried. I cried with joy.
Martin came to America, and he told me he remembered the first time he saw the Statue of Liberty.
All night I was watching. I was waiting to get to America.
He would use those skills he learned while surviving to get to work here. He would buy the factory himself.
Every day I wear a three-piece suit.
This is yours today?
Yeah.
Did you make this?
Of course.
And of all of the people he would make suits for, that general who became president, President Eisenhower.
How important is it, those three words, made in America?
Made in America for me. I love this country. I don't see colors. I only see people.
Tonight, his two sons will now run the business. For Martin, family was everything, including the family he lost.
How often do you still think about your family?
I still dream of them being alive. I see them in my dream.
And will never forget the lesson from his own father, who told him, never stop smiling.
Never stop smiling.
Even through the most difficult times.
Never stop smiling.
Martin was 95, his family remembering him tonight, saying he survived the atrocities of the Holocaust with his humanity intact. He sure did. Good night.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.